From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. After 6 years of budget cuts, the U.S. Navy is expected to see a funding increase when President Donald Trump's administration unveils its 2018 budget later this week. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Trump administration's budget released this week could increase defense spending by $54 billion, with much of that going to the Navy.
We will give our military the tools you need to prevent war and, if required, to fight war and only do one thing. You know what that is? Win! Win!
Former Pentagon Comptroller Mike McCord says that boosted budget will not improve naval readiness without a long-term financial commitment.
If you don't have adequate funding, then having more ships, more sailors with the same budget you had before, or only a slight increase or an unpredictable or unsustainable increase, they're all chasing the same level of resources, and you're not necessarily going to be much better off.
That means the proposed funding boost will require even more money in the future. Carla Babb, VOA News, aboard the USS George H.W. Bush.
Exit polls from the Netherlands election suggest that Prime Minister Mark Rutte has won re-election, defeating anti-immigrant, anti-Islam nationalist Geert Wilders by a bigger margin than expected. Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy is predicted to have won 31 seats, far ahead of any other party, including Wilders. Wilders' run was seen as the latest test of a wave of populism to sweep across Europe, extending as far as the United States across the Atlantic. After Britain sent shockwaves across Europe by voting to leave the EU, Wilders' climb to prominence was seen as a further warning that cooperation among European nations